Hello, Internet. Welcome back, or just welcome, period. We're only lovers left in the library. I'm Chris, that's Andrea chugging the wine, and that's Deshaya with the beanie, and a cup. I have some leftover Friendsgiving beer. Thanks, Chaka.
Drinking peach tea.
And we originally had a different book to read, but it was, we had an emergency switch, so we decided to go with another manga series, or at least just the issue. And so we went with the Tokyo Tarareba Girls. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I'm just saying it the way that, like, my Puerto Rican...
Oh, my God.
Oh, Indy. He's not a fan of manga.
It's because Shaka came back. It's his fault.
How dare he?
He opened the front door, and they went wild.
I'm finding additional names.
Okay, so, we ended up having to pick this one. Mostly because Andrea and I had read most of the series already. And then it's just like a quick read that Tosh could get done because she was just here visiting us and for Friendsgiving. So we had a really nice time. Super micro intense. Un cubito de visita. It was like a very concentrated Welch's juice visit that we made it work.
It was a bouillon cube of babes.
Yes. Bouillon cube. But not actually chicken bouillon, just like
vegetarian
veggie bouillon.
Wink, wink.
So, Josh, did you want to, since you have the book with you, did you want to read the back, or did you want me to, like, look at it or anything?
I can read the back.
Yeah, but also since we just kind of, like, picked it very quickly and randomly, so we're just gonna, this is just gonna be, like, pretty informal, let's just talk about it, as opposed to what we've been doing most of the year, which is whoever picks the book comes up with questions to ask the other grunts. So I'm really excited because this year's almost over. I'm excited to read the next book and then to do our like awards, the awards. And it's hard because I should be writing down names and stuff as we're reading, but I never do that. So like in the doc that I've got, I'm like, best supporting character, the ex weirdly supportive ex lover that was I don't remember her name. So I'll make sure to write some stuff here, but yes. So if you're ready, we will begin. We'll commence.
Okay. Hi, Internet. Originally I picked the last book, and then halfway through the last book, I was like, I don't know if I want to discuss this book. It's kind of just okay. I don't know. I thought I would get more out of it. And then Christina came to the rescue and was like, hey, why don't we just do this short read? And I was like, sure, that sounds good to
me. It was like just in time, too, because you decided that the day that I was going to start reading it, too. I was the only one who hadn't read it yet.
Yeah, but for future reference, we can read a book that's just okay and then just talk about how okay it was.
I was very frustrated. It was going to be very hard for me to, like, find stuff that I liked about it.
I think there's a difference between, like, when it's, like, bad and then we just talk about how bad it was.
Yeah.
And when it's just, like, so mediocre that thinking about talking about it makes you want to throw up a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I mean, no era tan malo. Like, it wasn't to that degree. It's just, I was so pumped for it, and I think it's just not the right one in that series to have tried to have a discussion about. So I'm still going to try to go back and read probably a different book by the same author, because there was some of it that was interesting, but it's just, like, I think because of the time frame of the book and the age group of the people in the book, I just found everyone so fucking annoying. And then I was thinking about it, and I'm like, oh, well, like, this character's 19 years old. Like, of course, I'm fucking irritated by her. Like, that explains it. So, anyway, so now we're doing Tokyo Tarareba?
That's how I say it.
That's how I've been saying
it. Tokyo Tarareba Girls, from the creator of Princess Jellyfish, Akiko Higashimura.
Well, that's how, hold up, pause. A little backstory on how I started reading this. So, for the Read Harder Challenge, I was looking for a manga, and I got Princess Jellyfish Volume 1. So I went back to the comic book store, Shop Local, rather than going to Amazon. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to read the second one now. But they didn't have it. And I was like, man. And I, like, guess I bitched about it loudly enough that the guy from the store was like, well, okay, we don't have that one. But we do have this other series of books by the same author. And it's kind of, like, a little bit older. And I love Princess Jellyfish. So I was like, fine, I guess I trust you. And then 8 books later. 8 books later, I'm deep
into
it.
And then Chris was like, read this book. It's about drunk 30-somethings, and I want to talk about it with someone.
Yeah.
And then I think she thought I was going to hate it.
Yes.
But then I ended up reading, like, 4 of them within, like, a week.
Okay. So.
Nice.
Without further ado.
Okay. So, the back of the book. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Ugh. Rinko has done everything right. She hustled her way through her 20s to make it as a screenwriter, renting her own office in a trendy Tokyo neighborhood. Everything should have gone according to plan. So at 33, she can't help but lament the fact that her career's plateaued, she's still painfully single, and she spends most of her nights drinking with her 2 best friends in their favorite pub. One night, drunk and delusional, Rinko swears to get married by the time the Tokyo Olympics roll around in 2020. But finding a man, and love, may be a cutthroat dirty job for a romantic at heart. And then, just as a little comment from the little reviews in the bottom, from Otaku USA Magazine, above all, a tribute to female friendship that balances out the frequent bittersweet content with easy comedy. Anyone who enjoyed Bridget Jones' Diary or Sex in the City is likely to find this manga irresistible. Recommended. Which I think is funny, because I made Christina watch Bridget Jones' Diary.
I liked it.
Much arguing. And she ended up liking it because I fucking love Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yeah, I wasn't going to watch the second one, but I liked the first one quite a bit. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
What? You mean you don't want to see her in a... What is it? Thailand? In a Thai women's prison?
That happens in the second one? I thought that... Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Her friend like hooks up with a dude in Thailand, and he like sneaks a statue into Bridget's bag, and then she gets caught with like a bunch of heroin in her bag, and they arrest her and send her to a Thai prison.
Wow, I've definitely not seen the second one either. Then
the third one is Bridget Jones' Baby, and it's the one where she's knocked up, and they're like not sure who the dad is.
Wait, whose baby is
it? By the third movie, she still hasn't picked a guy.
So
by the third when she and Colin Firth's character have broken up.
They broke up. They had like issues and they broke up. And she Daniel's character has died. I think.
Colin Firth died?
No.
Hugh Grant?
Hugh Grant's character, I think, dies the movie. And she has an affair with Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, right.
And what? So, yeah.
Not
and
Dre, so definitely going to watch it.
Who the dad is. If it's Colin Firth, while they were, like, broken up but still hooking up, had, like, an emotional hookup, or if it's Patrick Dempsey.
Wait.
Okay, I suggest that Chris and I skip movie 2, and then maybe we do a movie night.
Yeah, we'll just
all
go straight to the third one.
Movie 3. What?
So we just go straight to the third one?
Yes. What? Come on. Women's prison is like a whole thing. She sings Madonna songs. No? Fine.
I'm down. We can watch it. But wait. Damn it. So you're not going to tell me whose baby it is?
I'm not.
No, because we're going to watch it.
Yeah. We should coordinate so that whenever you guys are watching it, yo la puedo ver también.
Yeah. We'll be like, exactly. Yes, 9 o'clock. Hit play on Netflix. Skip the intro.
Okay, so that's the summary of the book. Based on the back cover, who do you think you are?
Okay, so we have to talk about who they are first, though, right? So
yes, this is the main character. She's the screenwriter.
So yeah, Rinko is the one in the center. And then she is the screenwriter. She is, like, the true... Well, they're all, like, romantics, really. But her more than anything, I think. And then yeah. There's Kaori, which is the redhead. And she, does she own the nail salon, or she's like the nail?
She works at a nail salon.
Yeah.
No, she owns it.
She owns and works at the nail salon.
Really? I know she said something about rent was getting expensive, but sometimes when you work at a nail salon, you have to like pay to rent the chair.
No, it's definitely her business. Yeah. I mean, maybe they clarify it in like later books. But
oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's her own.
Gotcha. Cool. And then this chick, whose job I do not know, but I know her dad owns the bar that they drink at.
She like cooks at the bar.
Okay. Cool.
Thank you.
I texted Ivan so he could come pick my tea up and microwave it for 30 seconds.
To get cold. Did we talk about the other girl? Sorry, I was looking at my phone.
Yes.
Yeah, so this girl owns nail salon, and then this girl, chef at bar? Okay.
Okay. Is it her grandfather or her father who owns the bar or something? She cooks there.
I assumed it was her dad, because she's like pops.
Yeah.
She's like, Dad, what are you doing? Kick him out of here.
Gotcha. So I don't know. It was hard. Like, the more you get into the books, like, based on only the first one, if I'm going to go with just the first one, I guess I don't know.
What do you think this is a story about would be my first question to you.
Wait. Can I say who I think Chris is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who do you? And I'll probably disagree, but whatever.
I think you're the cook girl.
Oh my God!
That's what I was gonna say too, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, that's who I would say.
Yeah, I feel like she's pretty. Yeah, I can relate. And then you, Andrea, I don't know. I'm between, like, both of you being Rinko. Honestly.
I feel like in another life, I probably would be Rinko. Because she's, like, a screenwriter. She's in her 30s. But she's not really, like, super high in her field yet. And, like, I'm a copywriter. And I'm in my 30s. And I'm, like, not super high in my field yet. Only difference is I did trap someone. So, this would have been me in 2 years if I had not trapped Ivan.
I think it's hard because, like, so, Toshai, the more books you read, like, the more you'll, see them in, like, relationships and, like, they all...
Relationships, you said.
Like, they're all really terrible at picking men, yes. Is what it comes down to.
Uh-huh.
But when I look at it, I'm like... Yeah, I've pretty much done all of these. Like, I feel like I'm a combination of all three if you're looking at, like, my past relationships, which is why, like, I can empathize so much because I'm like, it's really easy for me to read it and be like, you guys pick terrible men, break up. But then I'm like,
Because I know one of them is like, I should have kept dating the musician even though he didn't have any money. And then...
Yeah. So you definitely need to keep reading the series so that we can continue talking about it.
I shall have to keep reading the series. I wonder if it's in my library, actually. I'm going to do a discreet.
Okay, but you had asked what we thought was the story was about.
Yes. So, because while we were trying to figure out who we thought each one of us was, I also wonder... Because the first manga, the first volume, I read it, and I don't have any other context for the rest of the series. Like, I don't know where the story goes. So I'm reading this, and I'm seeing it as, like, a book that kind of shits on women in their early 30s who are in a place where they're not adults yet, like, not adult enough yet, but also have aged out of this category considered, like, young woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, this first book kind of just, like, shits on this kind of woman who...
I would say that that's pretty accurate for the whole series.
Like, you're pursuing a career, but you're not, like... great enough at it yet where you can justify not being married and having kids because you're dedicated to this career, but you're also not in a serious committed relationship and you don't have a family of your own yet. Like, just the middle ground women are just like getting it from all sides in this series.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that it's really the author is very hard on her characters. Like, she puts them through it. And if I'm just going to focus on the first one, I think that right off the bat, the person who is supposed to be the love interest is kind of like indicative of that. Now, okay, so here's the thing. Wait, though.
Remind me what the first volume ends in.
So it ends with her going to the hotel or something, and then Key and her like fuck.
Wow, that's blurry.
It's blurry. You have your background blurred, so it's hard to see. Nope.
Look, I can't turn off can't the blur.
Can't see it.
It says, that night, for the first time in my life, I had sex with a much, much younger man.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, that's, yeah. So, yeah, that's her first, like, and then here's the thing, when I finished the book, I was like,
oh, no.
What? I was like, what? This, and so I had to kind of go back and kind of, like, look up, and not to say that I haven't read manga for, like, older audiences, but, like, never one, but, like, explicit, not even explicit, honestly, but just, there's, I guess, remember when we read Crimson Hero? And so there's that kind of flavor of, like, shoujo manga for girls. And then, like, this is on the category of josei, which is, like, women's manga. Like, it's literally, like, ladies comics. And, I mean, it might not be that. I might be, like, missing a nuance. But that's basically it. So, like, when our main character, like, fucks at the end of the book, I'm like, choked on my, I don't even know what I was eating. I choked on my potato chips.
Wait, I just requested all the other six through the library.
Cool! Yay!
So I don't forget.
Yeah, good. And then you only have three more after that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I can send you the last three, though.
Son diez.
There's nine.
Oh, nueve.
So, okay. Two more after that. Sorry.
So I read the first one, pedí 2 to 7. So then there's two more?
Yeah. Because it finishes on 9, so I finished at 8. So, yeah, I would agree with you. And so, yeah, when she hooks up with that guy, I was like, oh, shit. But then also, I was like, oh, no, because he's a jerk. And
yeah, like, you know it's going to end terribly. Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah. He's a jerk. And you know.
And like,
not even in like an endearing way to me.
Fuck him, like, that's fine, but she's so desperate for a relationship that I'm like, she's gonna fucking assume this is gonna be something when it's not gonna be something.
Oh.
Or he's gonna do something really fucked up, or he's gonna like rob her. Don't say.
It's
he's like 12.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
That's something that I would say that, like, in this, not just in this book, but like in all of the ones that I've read so far. I feel like a lot, you know how a lot of the times, like, maybe your male love interest or whatever, he's an asshole, but the author, like, tries to get you to root for him anyways. And, like, I don't feel like that about, like, any of the boys in this series. I'm like, you guys are all, like, terrible people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, very unapologetically so. I'm not really, like, shipping anyone, I'm not rooting for anyone, and like, I'm saying this, I'm like 5 books in and I'm still like, hi, my lady friends,
yeah,
drop them.
Yeah, I don't I just want them to be happy, but
yeah, I just want them to be happy, and I don't know if they will.
But I do like it that they are, it's just really complicated. And again, it might be like a cultural thing. But I like how also unapologetic they are about their friendship and how they do still stick to the things that they do. Like, everyone makes fun of them for like hanging out together and drinking so much, but they like just
being loud
and being super loud and annoying. And they still do it. They're like, oh my goodness, how dare you? But then they're like, I'm gonna go get a
fuck today. And they get fucking hammered and then they just go eat a bunch of snacks. Like, yeah, okay.
That was hella funny, but also your recorder did like robot voice.
I'm a robot.
It was extra good.
But it was like perfectly timed, like you put your arms in the air and that's when it started. Ay, me muero. That was really intense. But I'm perfectly in tune with the sentiment.
Now I'm hearing robot voices. No.
That's okay. Remember, we're not live, so we can always just like refresh and come back later.
Okay, you're back. It's funny though, because when Andrea went to imitate me with my hands,
okay, nobody raised their hands.
No. So yeah,
electrocuted. I give you. I thought I enjoyed. I enjoyed it. I think I read most of it on the airplane. Like, I started reading it at your place, and then I kind of just plowed through it while I was waiting for the airplane to start boarding. And then once we took off, that's when I finished it up in the air, and it was like, I slept with him! And I was like, but I couldn't react too loud because I was sitting next to, like, a white girl. Who was drinking an iced coffee, and I was in the aisle seat, so I couldn't like lean anywhere for privacy because I didn't get the window seat. But it's fine. The wailing baby drowned out any reaction I would have had, bummer. So it was okay.
Uchi,
have you ever set a limit for like a relationship stuff in your life? Have you like, you know how they're like, we're gonna get married by 2020 by the Olympics? Have you ever done that?
I see, claro, Dios mío.
You're like
constantly. I was like, I'm gonna be in a serious relationship by the time I'm 23, and then by the time I'm in my late 20s, I'll be married, and then I can have my first kid by the time I'm like 28 to 30, because that way I'll be like younger than my mom was when she had me.
Yeah. I think that I wanted to be married in my late 20s too. I don't know.
Yeah, me too. I think I used to say, like, 25, and then I wanted to have my kids before I was 30. And then...
Oh, too late for that! I mean, like, I guess biological kids.
And then it was like, oh, wait, men are trash. And then it was like, oh, wait, also, I'm broke. Like, I can't fucking raise any child. Like, what?
I know. That's... Listen, like, I don't even know if I want to have, like, kids like that, biologically, but even if I wanted to, like, I couldn't afford to raise a kid right now, so I don't know what baby Andrea was thinking. Baby Andrea did not understand the concept of paying for life.
Exactly. Are you tapping your microphone?
No. Why?
Suena como...
It sounds like you were just playing with it.
Oh, I might have been playing with the cable. Was it making a weird noise?
No, it just sounds like you're playing with the cable.
Yeah.
Okay, I will not touch it.
Yeah, I...
Oh, baby Andrea. Baby Christina was like, fuck families, now! And then baby Christina was like, maybe I'll get married. Yeah. And then I was like, maybe I'll have a family. And then... I think the same thing that happens to the characters happen, where it's like, the more and more you get disappointed by the people you're dating, the more and more it's like,
Yeah. I just kind of wish that they would be like, whatever, we actually don't need this, but it's like a super, like, it's a super important milestone for all of them. There's not one of them in the bunch that is like, whatever, I don't need this.
Is this too big a deal? Huh? Y la cocinera.
Just do it.
Is it like Sailor Jupiter, who's the toughest one, but the one who most wanted to have a family?
Something like that, sure. Did you let me see what else happens in this book. What did you think of her going back to the guy?
Oh wait, I have his name. It's right here.
The guy that they were dating. I think did he ask her to marry?
It was Hayasaka-san. Mm-hmm. The assistant director who then became a director.
Yeah.
No, so he asked her out on a date.
Yeah.
And they were on their first date together, and it was, like, kind of awkward. And he was going to give her, like, una cajita.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna ask about that. So, I feel like... I see this a lot. Is that, like, a cultural thing? Because, yeah, he was going to, like, propose to her on the first date. And then... No, because Toshai later on, like, that same character, like, finds his person or whatever and does the same thing, like, proposes, like, on the same.
And well, I don't because know. When they talk about it later on, and then when he goes out with, like, when he asks out the other blonde girl, it basically was like, I want to ask you out with the intention of eventually marrying you. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I want to give you this ring because, like, my end goal is to eventually have
right,
a relationship
like,
with you and marry
like,
you.
Nobody would ever say that here.
Absolutely
nobody would
not.
Say
yeah. No. I think it's a whole point of, like...
Here it'd be like, here's this ring I'm going to give you in front of our friends and family. But, like, we're not exclusive. This is not... I don't want you to mystery. I'm going to...
There would be no ring.
It'd be like I know you have like three of my kids and we have our names on a shared lease, but like I don't know why you think that gives you a right to tell me that I can't see other people. Yeah.
I can't speak to like if it is a cultural thing. I just know that, you know, the way that the manga portrays it is that, you know, they're dating and like no one dates for the sake of dating. Everyone's dating to get married. And so, you know, when a boy is really serious about dating you, it's because they definitely see down the line you getting married.
But how would you know that before your first date?
With you know, because if you like them enough, and they knew each other from work. But you know, I guess if you like each other enough and the date is going well enough, I could see how someone would be like, "Hey, I really get along with you. We should definitely start planning our wedding."
We should take this seriously. I'm not trying to waste my time.
I thought that her first reaction was, like, the most normal one. You know what I mean? Which is then I was baffled later on at how they were like, oh, no, we missed our chance. I thought she was like, absolutely not. Oh, my God, this is horrific. And then when later on, she's like, oh, no, I missed the boat. I was like, did you? I mean, I thought you made the right decision for your life then. But then everything starts going to shit and nothing's really going right. So I can also see how she feels like, you know.
Like she missed the boat.
She really missed out on like a happy, like stable relationship that like she craves or she feels like she needs.
Bueno, I thought it made sense to be like, oh, like, no, I'm not going to marry you. This is like our first date. But I also thought she was really fucking rude. Like,
yeah,
I understand not like thinking that makes total sense.
Yeah, but her reasons for not liking him were literally like, he doesn't have a lot of money. And like,
this ring is ugly and he dresses like a dork and he doesn't know what good red wine is. Like,
yeah, like her reasons were terrible.
So then later on when she gets rejected and stuff, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what happens, bitch. Like, okay. That's kind of justified. Like, the same reason you were kind of shitty in the first scenario. Like, oh, now he's good enough for you now that you're, like, it's been 10 years. Y tú sigues soltera. Pero...
How did you feel about, and this is something that annoyed the shit out of me, but maybe it didn't annoy the rest of you as much. How did you feel about the little talking food thingies?
I thought they were mean. They were so mean.
Really annoying.
They're super annoying.
Yes, they're in every single book, Tashai, and every book I hate them more.
Yeah.
I'm at the point where I see them and I just skip it. I just skip it.
And the author's like, those are my favorite foods, and they're like the subconscious that is a piece of shit to you that makes you feel bad about yourself. I'm like,
My favorite food doesn't talk like that to me.
Yeah, exactly.
My favorite food tells me that I'm beautiful.
It's really nice to me, so then I'll eat more of it.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, she starts hallucinating with them.
It was very annoying. I was kind of like having a hard time reading what they were saying too, just because the way they talk was so in riddles.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she drew them, they looked fucking crazy at some point, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, that would have been the part in the show that I would have like fast forwarded, to be honest. Because again, I think what you said, or like the very first thing you said about the author shitting on her characters, and I think that more than anything is like the most explicit way she does it. Not just in the things that happen, but like in her like casting judgment on what's going on in their lives, even though like she was the one that created it. So, yeah, I thought that commentary was super harsh. And I found myself, like, wanting... I just didn't have anybody to root for. You know how Andrea said that she doesn't ship anybody. I'm like, I didn't have anybody to really root for, but I was interested in where the story was going. I'm like, okay, so yeah. If we're not, you know, treating our heroines like heroines, you know what I mean? Like, if we're not, like... Then what are we doing here? I was really interested.
Just an excuse to shit on these characters, or
yeah, or am I? Or, you know, what's the bigger point here? Yeah, what's going to happen? And what are you trying to say to me? I still am not clear.
Where's the redemption?
I don't know. Or you know, like or at some point, like cast them to the side and saying you're wrong, but they always seem to be very right, and so
yeah,
like is the critique on women, on culture, is where what are you talking about? What are you trying to tell me with this? Like it's not just a story. I don't know. It's not just a story to in a vacuum.
Who is in the wrong?
Not necessarily who's in the wrong.
This manga.
But like, why are things this way, and why do things have to be this way, and like, where am I supposed to derive my joy from it? I do like it when it gets super dark, because I think it's really funny, but I'm expecting, like, there to be some light at the end of the tunnel, and if there isn't, then I'm like, what are we doing here? The closer I get to the ending, the more I feel like it's not going to have, like, a really satisfying ending.
Wait, have you not finished all of them yet?
No, because I don't have volume 9. I only have up to 8, and the library doesn't have
them. You gave me 5 to 8.
Yeah, I gave you everything else that I had. Okay.
All right. Is the fifth one out yet? I mean, is the ninth one out yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just have the comic book store doesn't have it. I looked for it at the other store, so I'm just going to have to order it through Amazon. Fine! Everybody else got it, so.
Gotcha. All right, well, we'll have to see what ends up happening to the characters, because I can't decide... And again, I've only read the first one, but based on what you guys have been saying, it's like, what is the end game? And is this a story that is ironically punishing women? Or to, like, highlight how ridiculous it is to have these expectations and these ideas of what it means to be 33? Or is this actually saying, hey... ladies, maybe get your shit together. Like, I just want to know at the end of it all what perspective this is being written in, because I think that will at least help me understand the end game a little more. Porque si me dicen, like, it gets worse, like, it gets sadder, and, like, things get more complicated, and they get worse, then it's kind of like, okay... is this too much of a real story set in a fantasy space? Mm-hmm. Because typically romance manga is like bad shit happens, but then eventually you get your happy ending. But if mm-hmm. this is taking a trope of romance fantasy and is saying, hey, not everyone ends up with a happy ending, unfortunately. Like, sometimes there's people end up alone, and that's sad. And then it's like, ugh, okay. Thanks. Because, like, I know that that's life, y mucha gente termina solo, and, like, the idea of everlasting romantic love is pretty ridiculous, but, like, I don't come to my mangas for that.
Exactly. Like, what are we doing here? Like, this isn't fun. I'm stuck on a date and I want to leave, but I don't know how to do it gracefully. So I'm just going to see my way all the way to the end.
I don't want my snacks to be the ones telling me that I'm going to die alone. Not my snacks.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for putting that into better words than I could. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, am I supposed to enjoy this at all?
You get to the last volume and, like, they're all alone and depressed, but suddenly they get hit by a meteorite and have superpowers, and then that's how it ends. And then it's like, okay,
then it was all worth it. But if they, you know what I mean? Yeah, I guess I really hope for some resolution.
If one of them dies in the bar,
No, it's not that kind. It's still, like, a lot of funny shit happens. Like, a lot of funny shit happens. Even in this first one, when he's like, I'm engaged! He's like, what the fuck? His fiance's like, I already have, like, 7 boyfriends, that's fine.
I remember every time there was,
like, he's a teenager, but, like, man.
Every time there would be a scene like that in any of the... Because I feel like there's a lot more, like, funny reveals like that in the first few books. And every time we'd, like, come to a page like that, I'd send Christina, like, that sad Instagram video filter.
But, like, on one of the girls just being like...
Yes, because their faces were always so, like, perfect.
Like this, just like...
She's like... He's like, I'm gonna ask your assistant to marry me, and then it's like,
I just wanted to get your opinion. Listen, bro.
Yo, and then it just cuts to. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna turn. How did I make it fuzzy?
You have to go to your Skype.
Click. So on the corner where your picture is, like where your name is, there's like a little arrow next to it. And if you click it, you can do the background, mute your microphone, Okay. Turn the video off.
And then it just cuts to this. And I'm like, oh, girl.
All right, time to die.
Or then when the girl is saying, like, oh, I decided to give it a shot because I actually think, you know, he's got money or whatever. She's just like, falls into the fucking earth.
It's so funny. I have felt those kinds of disappointments, and so it was nice to see them, like, illustrated in that way. Not necessarily like, oh, I'm getting engaged, but, you know, that feeling of, like, the disappointment is so palpable.
And then she gets fired, and she's just, like, aggressively karaoke. Yeah. It's good. All of these little bits are funny enough to get me.
Yeah.
To, like, the next thing. Even when all the girls are, like, sitting with the mud masks on, and she's like, if we do this, will it help us get married? And then it just cuts to them in the park, and she's just like, of course not. Self-care, you know?
Yeah, sometimes it goes into, like, to these monologues that they're like, well, what are we really here for? These women and their dreams, and I'm like, oh god. part of it is like, a stop. This is stupid. But then I'm also like, I have to close the book and not read for like a few seconds where I'm like, shut up. I hope he's mean to you. I hope he's mean to you.
Oh no, I thought it was really funny in that sense of it being like, maybe if we do this, this, and this, and this, and this happens, then, like, finally we'll find happiness. And the dude's overhearing them, and he's like, you guys are fucking stupid. That's not how it works. You're old. Stop drinking. And they're all like,
Yeah, I like how mad she gets in it. And I don't... I don't think he's right. And I don't think that anybody with that attitude is right. I mean, it might
He's negging them so hard that that's why in the end, if they did fuck and the end is her being like, I slept with him, then I don't understand. Like, if we were at the bar and circumstances were different and we were all a little older and like sad and drinking.
We're the same age as these girls.
Stop, we'll get a little older. We're all the same
age. We're all the same age.
She's 33.
Okay, we're 31.
We're 2 years older.
So 2 years from now, if we happen to be in a bar and circumstances are different.
If 2 years from now, all of us, like, break up and then we're all in a bar and our circumstances change and we're all depressed and it's kind of like, fuck, where did it all go wrong? ¿Qué pasó, Dios mío?
Yeah.
And we're just, like, minding our own business, talking and drinking and sad. And this random uber thin dude shows up and was like, you guys are fucking sloppy. You missed your fucking boat. Blah, 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 blah. I'm not gonna fuck him. I'm gonna get kicked out of the bar because we're beat the crap out of him.
We're fighting. Yeah.
It would be one of those like, check please. My fucking earrings off.
Give me your earrings, girl. Give me your earrings.
Oh my god, I would love to see that.
Well, give it 2 years. Maybe we'll be
just bodily fist lift up the fucking stool I was sitting on. And
I'm just so angry at this guy.
No, I hate him too. I hate him so much.
Yeah, I hate him a lot. He doesn't get better.
And like, Tishai, he's still a character in the fifth book, right? Like, he's still like an actor acting in all these TV shows or whatever. And I still hate him. In book five, I still hate him just as much. I don't understand why he's still around.
Oh, you'll see. And then you're going to go, ugh, like that.
If he ends up hooking up with one of her friends.
No, I don't think that's not it. But yeah. I can't wait for you to read the rest of it. I know that we've been talking about it, but like the first book is like, it's pretty good on its own. But then, yeah, then once you start getting into it, there's like a full picture of it. All the stuff that's getting set up here really does take off later on. But as far
as, you know, more stuff with the friends too.
Yeah. You know, okay, the other girls get flushed out.
Yeah, they get their own like storyline.
Okay, that's good, because I was missing that in this first one, because it really was mostly focusing on that first girl,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, isn't this Sarareba Girls? Mm-hmm. Like, this is just this one chick.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like once we're done with the series, we should, like, reconvene and talk about it. Like, just this, like, Tishai started it, but now we're all, like, we all have ended it, and these are all, because I'm going to need to talk, we need to talk about it. Like, I wanted to do one with Andrea. I wanted to pick up some sake. And like, you know, just talk about it because there things must be said.
Yes. So, yeah. I'm down. I feel like that'd be a really fun regroup.
Yeah, I'm down too.
Cool, cool, cool. That Yay. Will probably be next year at this point. So
yeah, I gotta get the books from the library.
Gotcha. What did you give? Did you get to rate this at all, Tosh?
What did I rate it? I think I gave it...
I gave it 3 stars because I liked it, but I didn't know where it was going.
Ow. Oh, my jaw. Why? fucking cracked. I gave it 4 stars because it made me laugh.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know where I was going, but for all of the moments where it was like, we're engaged, blah, 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 and she's just like... Like, those always caught me off guard enough where I was like, airplane me. I made this face a couple times. Like, when they get to the bar and they see that all the guys are, like, old, creepy-looking dudes, and they're just like, they're like, all the women here must look like shit. And then they're like, oh, no. They're actually really good looking. They're all beautiful. Yeah. Get out. know me in the me in the fucking waiting area. I was like, I'm like, definitely have trash talked like that before.
Oh yes, for sure. And then been put in my place by circumstance as well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Was reality like, checked real hard. Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm glad we got to.
2020.
Yeah, I'm glad that we got to read this. This was like one of the series that I had wanted to read for. Remember when we read Crimson Hero? No regrets, but like, yeah. I wanted to read something more like this because I felt like it was within our like experience, you know.
Okay.
And so.
Well, no, see, I like it. Now I want to read the Princess
Jellyfish. That one's cool,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That one's really cute. Actually, do I have the first one around here? I think I have the first one, so I could send it. And that one's really popular. So you could probably find that at the library as well.
I'll request it, too. I'm going to end up getting, like, fucking 15 books from the library at the same time.
Gotcha, but this is how you can do, that's the thing that people do sometimes where they get, like, comics at the end of the year. So then they, like, pad out their reading list. They're like, I read 14 books! 10 of them were manga!
Solo que voy a hacer yo ahora mismo también, carajo.
Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, there's many Princess Jellyfish.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I've only read the first, like, few volumes. I haven't finished the whole thing. But once I'm done with the Tarare about girls, I'm gonna continue.
Okay.
So, what are we supposed to read now, in December?
My book!
It's Andrea's pick, and then we have officially finished with our, we pick all of the books in the year. Finished our last quarter. Yay! I love that we also have all our books picked for Q1 of 2020. It's going to be a great year.
Thank you.
Yes, that's why this morning I was like, ooh, the Vagenda. I'm so excited. So I was looking at like our picks and whatever, and I'm like, ooh, I want to read that, and I want to read that, and I want to read that.
Hey, what did you pick?
Huh?
Did you pick?
I picked A Lady's Guide to Celestial Mechanics, which is, I put Lady Scientist Loves Loving the Ladies. So it's like a historical.
What did Shai pick?
Mine was the 50 Shades of Alice in Wonderland.
I looked up the cover and there's literally like a toadstool. It's a toadstool that looks like a dick. And I'm like, I can't wait to read it.
Now I remember you telling us about it, but I had forgotten about it. Okay, so mine is going to be like the most wholesome one.
Yes, it will be the most probably like vanilla of them, which is Red, White, and Royal Blue. So,
do you know what that book's about, Tashai?
No.
No, but you can look them up.
It's a cute little gay romance between like the prince guy. I don't know. It's like a royalty gay romance between princes, but it's like set in modern times.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds cute. I'm like I'm three fourths of the way through the Oath We Made book.
Yeah, let's talk about it. That one we're definitely gonna read. I'm waiting on my copy to come through at the library for me to pick it up. But if you have it there, you wanna read the
I returned it to the library.
Hold on, I can get it somewhere.
Ah, Rebecca.
Hang tight.
Indy me está dando besito. No, don't go.
Ay, oh, mío.
Z is hanging out with the cat somewhere.
Okay. The Reckless Oath We Made. Babe, this is how much I have left.
Ooh, I'm going to get bronze on this.
I started reading this like 4 days ago, too, so like, I'm doing pretty good.
No fair, you read the book like a month before.
So you're going to get silver if we're only counting the month of December. Ha, wink. Okay. So, The Reckless Oath We Made by Bryn Greenwood. Ay, se me perdió, Cristina.
Oh, hi. I'm lost. What?
Oh, you're there. I can see you.
What is wrong with my laptop? This is okay. Okay, now you're okay. You're back, but you and Andrea switched spots on my screen.
That's okay.
Weird.
That's so weird. Okay. So, a provocative love story between a tough Kansas woman on a crooked path to redemption and her unlikeliest of champions. Z is nobody's fairy tale princess. Almost 6 foot, with a redhead's temper and a shattered hip, she has a long list of worries. Never-ending bills, her beautiful, gullible sister, her 5-year-old nephew, her housebound mother, and her drug-dealing boss. Z may not be a princess, but... And do you guys pronounce it gentry?
Yeah, in my head I said gentry, but I guess it could be gentry. I don't know.
Okay.
I said gentry because I thought of, like, gentlemen.
Okay, because I've been reading it gentry, and I know at some point they go over the pronunciation, but I'm like, gentry. okay. Z may not be a princess, but gentry is an actual knight, complete with sword, armor, and a code of honor. 2 years ago, the voices he hears called him to be Z's champion. Both shy and autistic, he's barely spoken to her since, but he has kept watch, ready to come to her aid. When an abduction tears Z's family apart, she turns to the last person she ever imagined, Gentry, and sets in motion a chain of events that will not only change both of their lives, but bind them to each other forever in one of the most moving and complicated love stories of our time. The Reckless Oath We Made redefines what it means to be heroic, revealing the strength, honor, and power that lie in the heart of love. At the heart of love. Yeah, honestly, so far... This is like 5-star so far.
Yeah.
Oh man, I hope I like it.
Like, this has been so unexpectedly enjoyable to read, yeah. And so, like, unexpectedly touching that, like, yeah, this is really good. I like it a lot.
Contender for best overall.
Mayhaps. I'd have to look through our reading list to consider it, pero...
No, I honestly don't remember all the stuff that we read this year.
I made a doc and I shared it with y'all. It's all there.
No, but I just mean, like, if you were telling me right now, like, oh, who do you think is in your top three, Andrea? I would say, I don't know. I have to go look at the list because I don't remember what we've read.
Exactly. I'm just like, books, war.
Yeah, also, we didn't skip any months this year, even though we had an emergency pick. But, like, we still read and discussed something together, which is cool. Woo-hoo!
We did it. We did it.
So, the next time we see each other, we'll be talking about the Reckless Oath We Made. I'll let you guys know how much I love it. Or feel feelings about. And then we'll also do our, like, kind of, like, awards ceremony. We'll just kind of, like, do the year wrap-up and then the hangout and whatever. And then Andrea will have questions for us. And then we'll talk about stuff.
I mean, Chris, if you wanna get a sneak preview of, like, what I would vote for the awards, though, you know what category you need to ask me about. I can tell you the answer right now.
No, good. We'll wait till next month to do that. No worries.
Worst sex scene.
Stop. Oh yeah, we're supposed to add another category. So, like, worst, like, most awkward, worst, like, sexy time.
Everything on the.
I would say. I mean, I would be as bold as to say Night Tiger for me. Because that out of every. I mean, I get it that, like, Andrea was not a fan of Captive Desire, but I was not a fan. I think, like, I put. When I was described, when I was put it in the category, I put patriarchy wins. Like, that's what I put as a description of that.
That's true. I forgot that was a contender. I mean, I feel like.
You have time to think about it.
Yeah, I would have to really ponder on whether me viscerally reacting in disgust to Captive Desire was better or worse than me mentally reacting in disgust.
That's fair. That's an important distinction. Okay, so we'll see you next time, internet. Thanks for stopping by. Yeah. Whatever, I don't know.